Blog Talk Radio.
Matters with Kenny and Kwajalein. I am your host, Kenny, and I have my beautiful, lovely wife, Kwajalein, who's here also.
Hello, everyone.
We're going to talk about a topic that may be relevant to quite a few of our listeners on tonight, and the topic that we're going to discuss is family blending. There are times in a relationship where the man and the woman reach an agreement that it is time to move on. Oftentimes it is in a marriage, or it's also in a long-lasting a relationship that, you know, has been a long-term, when they realize that the flame, the love, or the thrill, etc., have all gone out. Then comes Mr. or Mrs. Right. You have fallen in love again when you didn't expect it, whether it was someone you met at work, someone you met at passing in the grocery store, etc. But things have become serious now, and it is time to tell the kids. How do you tell them you have found that someone special other than mom or dad from your previous marriage or relationship? How do you tell them that you're getting married? When is a good time to discuss the rules of the house with your children and your new spouse? Thank you again for joining us on May 3rd, 2016. I will go ahead and begin to open up the lines here, and my first caller I have on the air ending in 1398. Caller, you're on air.
This is Mama B. I don't have anything to say right now. Glad to be here tonight.
Hey there, Miss Brenda.
Hey, baby.
Thank you for calling in. We'll keep your line open so that way, you know, if you have anything, you're definitely welcome to add on into the show.
All right, baby.
All right. Our next caller we have ended in 4620. Caller, you're on the air.
Good evening. I hope
good
all
evening.
Is well with everyone. And I'm just like Mama, that I wait for a while before I say anything.
All right. Well, thank you, Ms. Val, for joining us. I'm sorry, Ms. Faye. I thought my wife said Ms. Val. I'm a bad lip reader. I apologize, Ms.
Wait, what?
Ms. Faye.
What you call me?
I said Ms. Val, but I thought that's what she said because she's on the other side of the room eating. And I'm a bad lip reader. I apologize. Please charge it to my head, not my heart.
Oh, you're fine. You are fine.
All right. We'll keep your line open, ma'am. That way, if you have anything to add, you're definitely welcome to do so.
Thank you.
All right. Our next caller ending in 8225. All right, our next caller, ending in 5065. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello, good evening. This is Shannon.
Hey, Shannon, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Thank you for calling in on the show on tonight, and we'll keep your line open so that way if you have anything to add to the topic, then you're definitely welcome to do so, madam.
Thank you.
All right. Our next caller ending in 1844. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, good evening, Pastor Kenny. How you doing?
Missionary Jade, what's going on?
Shoot, not much, Pastor. Enjoying this lovely Tuesday evening.
Amen to that. It was beautiful, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. I thank God for that.
Amen. Well, we're going to keep your line open, definitely, because, I know most of us are married on the line, but however, you know, we may have some listeners or some callers that might call in on tonight, and I think this topic, like I said, is relevant, you know, for the whole group. So we'll keep the line open for you. If you have anything to add to it, you're definitely welcome to do so.
All right. Thank you, Pastor.
All right. I'm gonna repeat the topic again, and our topic on tonight is family blending, and it's basically, you know, talking about relationships where you may have a previous marriage or a long-term relationship where things, you know, sort of went south, and then mom and dad decided to part ways, but mom or dad wound up meeting someone new, and in meeting someone new, that person that they met may have kids, and then they already have kids from their previous marriage, and we're just basically gonna open up the lines and you know, for conversation to see how we handle this when it comes to talking to the kids, when is a good time to tell them, you know, and when do you lay down the ground rules for the house when, you know, the couple decides that they're going to move into a serious stage in life, which could, you know, possibly end in marriage, and they're engaged, and then they have to talk to the children about it. So I'll leave the lines open again, and my next caller I have, ending in 2488, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, how y'all doing?
Hey there, mm-hmm. Mama, how you doing?
I'm good. I just want to call in and listen tonight. Well, if the Holy Ghost give me something, then I speak.
Amen.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. We'll definitely keep your line open, so that way if you have something, you're definitely welcome to speak, Mama.
Okay.
All right, caller. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to get into the main course of the conversation on tonight. And my question to you again is, how do you begin to talk to your children, you know, whether they're, you know, younger kids, they're teenagers, or they're even adults? Because I know when my mom and dad basically separated, because they were never married, but when they basically separated and went their separate ways and said, you know what, this relationship is over, I'm done, and then he wound up moving on and he wound up getting married. He wound up getting married, and it was a blended relationship on his part, because now I have a stepmom, and she had a son already, who is my homie, Sherrod. And then now I have to also deal with the blended relationship on my mom's side. So, you know, me thinking I was the man of the house, you know, I was the oldest son in the house, I had some issues with that. So callers, you know, I'm gonna just open up the floor right now, and you can basically talk to me. Well, actually, I'm sorry, my wife has something to say.
We're gonna start off the conversation. Although, you know, our callers know that we, of course, don't have a blended family. However, I wanted to just talk about to address some of the things for us to get into some of the issues that may arise. Of course, we know that with children, especially depending on the age, we know that in this day and time, especially, well, overall, you really want to be careful. We know some women have raised their children before even getting into another relationship or moving on to marriage. And then we have situations which we know of where women have, you know, they've had children, been single parents, then the husbands came into their lives when the kids were younger, and that's been the dad that they've known, and everything has worked out great. And so I guess we want to discuss, really get into it and discuss, what about, again, like he said, when do you tell the kids? When have you dated enough? When, you know, I think it's a personal opinion, when some people may say, well, if I date you for 6 months. Some people may say, well, if I date you for a year. Some people may say, well, I feel as though he or she can meet my children immediately, although they may not know, you know, how the relationship is going to go. But then do we ever really know how the relationship is going to end up? You have people that have been married 20 years, even though our purpose is to stay married. That is what we desire. However, the truth of the matter is people have been married for years and they divorce. So when is a good time for children to be introduced to that new partner? Is it based on a time limit, or is it based on how fast the relationship has moved? Is it based on where the relationship is going? Does anybody want to say anything to that right now?
I would say something. You know, when someone come into your life, and now my point of view on that is you first got to get to know, in my case, I first got to get to know the man.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know who he is. And that's not going to happen overnight.
Right.
I definitely have to do that to be able to introduce you to my granddaughters. I got to do that. That's a must. But I do have a question. What about the relationship that's going very strong end up ending? And
what? Go ahead.
Well, my point to that, I was in a relationship and was actually engaged to get married. But when my daughter died, and I came with my granddaughters, they came into my life. They came to live with me, and I feel that he lived a lot for a good little while, and. So he got, I guess, enough strength to come and say, let, I'm sorry, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
To say that, ask me to give the kids to their father, because he wasn't ready to raise babies. Mm-hmm. And that was something I couldn't do. Mm-hmm. If that meant losing you, I could not give my grandbabies up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you have all kind of situations. Some might be happy, some might be sad, but I just don't know when is the right time. But you as a woman and you as a man got to get to know that person first for yourself to know who he is before you can even introduce them to your children or introduce her to your children.
That's right. I agree with that wholeheartedly. Amen. That's true.
I mean, you don't meet no one tomorrow and then next week, I want you to go ahead and meet my children. Now, no. That's not good.
No, ma'am.
And I do agree with that. I do personally believe, that's just my belief, that it is important, before they, for you to get to know something about them. And I think one of the reasons for that, not only because, of course, you want to be careful who you bring around your kids, but...
Exactly.
Unfortunately, we take a risk with that anywhere. But also, I also think because kids get attached,
yep.
when people get into relationships and, mom is in a relationship with, this new guy, or he's in a relationship with, with another woman, dad's in a relationship, there can actually be an attachment between that person and the kids. And so I think sometimes that they take, that can affect them too if things move faster. But I don't really know if it's so much as a time limit. I don't know. I'm open
right.
to everybody's, if it's a time limit, but more of when the time is right. Sort of thing. That's just my view on it, but I would really love to hear everybody else's view. Thank you for that, Faye. And your line is open for, to continue the conversation.
I have a comment. This is Shannon.
All right, Shannon, go ahead.
I think it depends on the seriousness of the relationship, whether it's, 6 months, a year, or whatever, and how serious are you guys? If you are very serious, and of course, and they are willing, if you already have children and, your partner, they want to embrace them children, your children as their own, then, of course, then you can gradually begin to introduce your children, if you're a female, to the guy that you anticipate being with, marrying, and all of that. So it just really depends on, I won't necessarily say how much time passed, because nowadays people take forever to even commit. So I'm single, I'm not married, I'm not one of the married ones on the line. So people take a long time to even commit And then if you do have children like myself, I have 4 children. And, again, I've never been married, but I did get close to, you know, thinking I'm going to get married, but it didn't happen like that. But I will say this, in that relationship, I already had a feeling that the guy was not ready. At the time when I met him, I already had 2 children, and he didn't have any kids, and he was, you know, Ms. Jones, he wanted to just marry a sister and all of this. So we lived together. I tried. But my gut told me he is not ready. And I ended up discovering once we got together, we had a child together, and we was trying to do the family thing and all of that, he was not ready. And I knew he wasn't ready even before, but he told me, oh, I'm ready. And I can be a father to your children and all of this. No, he could be a father to our child, but he was not able to, you know, effectively parent my other 2 children. So whoever was just speaking, I personally respect the dude who told you from the beginning, I can't do this. At least he told you. Otherwise, you know, opposed to
and I respect him too. Yeah.
Exactly, because a lot of times people think that they are cut out for a certain situation, and they're not. So it's a good thing that he already knew he wasn't even equipped to, you know, take on all of that responsibilities, because a lot of times people just want you. They don't want the whole package. Now, for me, I you have to deal with the whole package, you know, if you're going to get Ms. Jones. But the thing is, you have to be, you know, serious, you know, the however serious you are in the relationship, and then it has to be a gradual thing. Now, since then, that was back in 2006, 2007, I have not had a man in my house or none of that, because I'm just like, no, because I haven't met that person yet. So that's my comment.
Outstanding. That's good. I'm loving the conversation tonight. This is real. This is what we need to hear, you know, because some people just be looking, like you said, for that picket white fence and the dog, you know, mentality, and then they just think, oh, you know, this is it. And then, you know, lots of times, whether it's, you know, the person is actually looking for somebody, or well, actually you're both looking, whether it's male or female, right? A lot of the times, as you also said, Ms. Faye, you know, children will change the dynamics of somebody's thought process when it comes to a relationship. But I was looking this up online, and a lot of times, like my wife said, you know, too many changes can be unsettling to the children. So you really have to make sure, you know, and you also said it too, Ms. Faye, you have to make sure, and you too, Shannon, you also said that you have to make sure that this person is the person that you're going to actually, you know, be in a relationship with. And the highest success rate for couples to normally wait after a divorce or to remarry or to even get married, period, most of the time, and if you have kids already, is 2 years, right? That way it gives you time to get to know the person, and it also gives you time to kind of, you know, phase in to the home front, and allow for your children to meet them. And then if they have children and you want the children to meet, it gives everybody that opportunity to kind of get to know one another. So that way it's not too much of a big difference, because you know just as well as I know, Carlos, there is never going to be that Claire and Cliff Huxtable, you know, mentality that everybody looks for. However, you know, once you're together, you can make it work. You can make it work.
Well.
Uh-huh.
Okay, in my case, I'm just being a little hilarious right now, but in my case.
Yes, ma'am.
When I meet a man, I'm sure his children are going to be grown. You know, in my age group. They all grown. And I do. And that's what I know. That's what Shannon, this part of what Shannon was saying. You know, I know God's going to have to send that man to me, because there's no way he won't be bothered with 3 little children. Wants you to raise yours. I know he don't.
Yes, ma'am.
And that was a big adjustment for me.
Right. Right. I totally understand. And I'm loving the conversation. This is great. You know, with family, the success rate also, what I found out is, right, is, you know, male or female, you can't expect to fall in love with your partner's children overnight. Because sometimes you're going to have that grown man that mother's looking for someone, just like you're saying, Ms. Faye. He's going to be like, look, Mom, I ain't feeling him. I don't like this dude, you know. Or you're going to have a daughter to be like, Mom, I'm not feeling him, you know, or vice versa. And then you're going to have to figure out, like, okay, all right, did I move too fast? Was it too soon? Or do they actually really need to, you know, get to spend a little time and get to know him or her?
I'm actually glad you said that, Pastor, because my three girls don't feel I need to be with no one but them.
That's how my sister
feels. I keep it real with them. I let them know it's not, you all don't get all my attention. If someone come into my life, you will get my attention, but I also let them know my attention is divided. But you all cannot tell me who to date, when to date, and tell me I can't date. Y'all can't do that.
That's right.
I can tell y'all that, but y'all can't tell me that. And these three little girls I got, they funny. Because that's what they tell me. Who, you not finna have no boyfriend. No, no, no. But those are other things, you know, and you touched on that. But they do. They if as long as it's just us four, they're fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to put it in their head. If it be us five, y'all still going to be fine.
My sister's like that. She don't want my mama to have no. I'm different. I know my mom on the line listening, but you know, I wouldn't mind if a nice man came in, you know, scooped on up. And but anyway, I'm gonna leave that alone.
Stairway to Heaven. I remember. Stairway to Heaven.
I think it depends on the situation, because you know, they may feel like that now. At first, the kids may feel like, I don't want you to have anybody. But then if the person comes along, like, you know, your situation, Kenny, when Coach came along,
yeah,
you know, then it changed. So maybe it just depends on the situation.
Yeah, it actually does depend on the situation. Because me, at the time, I'm going to just keep it real with you. At the time, I was this young boy, you know, this young teenager adolescent, you know, in adolescence, and I was thinking, you know, I'm the head of the household right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm the man of the house, and I wasn't trying to do that, but at the same time, I felt like I was taking that role because I was the older male in the house. And, you know, I met my boxing coach, he came along, and then funny thing is, I actually introduced him to my mom. And, you know, because he had to talk to her anyway to find out that we was boxing and that, you know, we was going from this county to this county or this state to this state to go on a boxing match. So she had to get to know who he was anyway. But in doing that, they wound up talking. And then I gave him the house number, and then he wound up calling one day. And I was, you know, I was out at school. And they wound up talking. And then I come home, and he was there. And I was like, whoa, this hold up. What's going on here? You know, I ain't at boxing practice, and I'm trying to figure out, like, why you sitting in my living room right now. But, you know, once I saw how he handled everything with her, he was very cool, very calm, collected with her. He was a gentleman. And that was my main thing. Okay, my dad wasn't there. You know, I was like, whoever my mom dates, he better treat her right, or he going to have to deal with me. And when I saw that, then I kind of, you know, backed up a little bit. And then I kind of took on to it and kind of egged it on, you know, the relationship on. And after a while, you know, for I knew it, she was head over heels for him and he was head over heels for her. And then, like I said, things started changing. Then, you know, my brother, he was cool with him. And then I tell you, it was a great opportunity for me to actually have a mentor that wound up turning out to be, you know, somewhat like a dad to me. And even to this day, you know, I hadn't talked to him in a couple of months, but I still talk to him whenever I can. And he still called me Fred, even though my name ain't Fred. He called me and my brother Fred. But at the same time, you know, we can call him, and it's just like we always wind up leaving off started where we left off at when we last talked. And he's still a good mentor to me, still gives me good advice, and, you know, that's my story. I'm going to stick to it.
So I guess most of us are in agreement that it just depends on the situation. We have another caller. Caller ended in 2174. Are you there?
Yes, this is Minister Phyllis. How you all doing?
What good, Minister Phyllis. How you doing?
Doing good, doing good.
Thank you for joining us. We're talking about blended families.
Okay.
When the couple break up or divorce and get remarried or in another relationship, you know, when is the right time to introduce the kids? And, you know, is there a right time to introduce the kids? Is there, you know, amount of time people should be dating before they introduce the kids? So these are the type of things that we are discussing on tonight. So if you won't have anything to say, please feel free. If not, then your line will be open.
Oh, wow. my situation was kind of like Pastor Kenny when I was married before. My son used to play football for the man that I was married to. And Mario came home one day. He said, Mama, what he doing here? And I said, we kind of like seeing each other. He said, Mama, I play football for the man. I said, oh, wow. And so eventually, you know, I introduced him to the children and stuff, you know, and with Phyllis was so excited because he said, Mom, I got me a dad in now, and he was so happy, you know, and stuff. But even though things, you know, turn out the way they are, and we still have the utmost respect for him because we're talking about a man that had did so much for us, you know, blessed us in ways that we never thought that, you know, we could get blessed. And to me, I don't think that there is a right time to introduce you to them, to that person. You know, you just maybe, you know, and I hate to throw it out like that, maybe we just have to do like the white people do, just, you know, have a dinner and just invite him over, you know, and get to know him from there, you know. Yeah, so I really don't think, you know, and I'll be honest, there is no right time or wrong time to introduce him to the children, because if the children likes him, they going to automatically kick it off no matter what, because mine, he really helped me with my children. I thank God for that. So, you know, you
right.
just have to go with the flow, you know.
Okay, so what do you do? What about when the children don't like him or her, but you like, well, we only have women on the phone, so we'll say him. What about when the children don't like him for no reason? They just don't like him, but you like him.
You know,
he likes, and he is good.
But you know why that happened, Pastor Quandula? Because the kids feel like that that man is going to take up more of their mama's time than she's going to take up with him now that he's in the picture. And that's why
right.
he feel Faye. Like that.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's what Faye was saying about her situation. Well, she's already told him. But what about when you're in the relationship and you told him and you told him and they still just want him out of the picture? What do you do then?
I tell you what Lee Hart said.
What'd you say?
I said, I'll tell you what Steve Harvey said.
What?
Steve Harvey said he had no issue with his kids. And they were sitting on the couch, him and his wife and the kids, and they were displeased because they were saying that he don't have time for them anymore. And he said he just got to looking at them crazy. About what you mean I don't have time. I spend all kind of time with you. But the bottom line, they didn't want him to be married to her. So he said, I told him, I love this woman. I'm going to continue to love him. And please know, me and your mom ain't never getting back together. So don't be hoping on that. And he said, you know, his wife sat there and talked with them, but he was looking at her like, this ain't even no conversation. We don't even need to be having the conversation. The conversation over with. But he just told them that me and your mama will never get back together. So don't even hope on that, because that's not going to happen. So y'all might as well deal with what you got here. And me personally thought that was kind of powerful.
Absolutely. So you know, I'm glad you asked that question, honey. And you know, callers on air, and for our streamers, you know, this is a point where we can't allow for, you know, there to be an ultimatum, because you already put in an awkward situation anyway. And Miss Faye, I like what you said. What Steve Harvey said, he didn't give no room for error, no room for ultimatum. It's no, the kids ain't gonna say, well, mom, it's either him or me, or dad, it's either her or me. You know, you don't allow that. So you have to realize this is the person that you talk about spending the rest of your life with, and your kids, they're gonna be there. Period. Mm-hmm. You know, but if someone that you truly love, then you can't let, you know, him, whether it's your partner that you're planning on marrying, or your kids, come in the way of your relationship, because at the end of the day, you know, it's you and him, or him and her.
Yes, right.
True. And I don't really
with that.
Right. That's, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I remember when my mom was dating my stepdad now, but when she first started dating him, her and my dad, my father, they were married, and they were going through a divorce. And I probably was about, I don't know, maybe 13, 14, something like that. And here come this new man, and I just didn't like him. It was no reason. I told him. I told him, I do not like you. You know my daddy, and I just don't like you. And when I say I gave that man the blues, I gave him the blues for years. And that didn't have me disliking him, had nothing to do with him and my mom's relationship. They still ended up getting married. They've been together for over 20 years. So many times, you know, children just can't accept a different parent. They don't want it. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't even matter what that person, because he ain't never did nothing to her. I was just like, I just don't like you. I'm not listening to anything you have to say. I was that child. So I gave him the blues. And when I turned 21, I bought him. I love to give people letters and cards. I swear that's just the best way to communicate many times. So I wrote him a letter. I gave him a card or something. But anyway, I told him, I said, you know, I am 21 years old now, and now I finally like you after all these years. He treated my mom.
Wow.
And still do to this day. He treat her great. But, yes. Sometimes kids just be tripping. They think they got to say, and really they don't. So that's my take on that.
Oh, wow.
Does anybody else have anything on that part? Nobody? Okay. So now, do you have anything else, baby, about the dating or anything before we move to the marriage? Okay. All right, let's move on. Okay, so now we're married, okay? We've gotten married, and whether the kids like it or not, we're married. And we have, you know, different things to discuss. So one of the things, I guess, that's important that should be discussed before the marriage is, how do you parent? Now, I know, like, you know, my husband and I, we don't have a blended family, but that's our biggest issue, co-parenting. Like, we learning, we getting it, but that's, you know, that has been our biggest struggle. You know, my husband shared before with his issue with being too hard, and me, I'm mama bear. I take on anybody for my kids. And so That's been our biggest issue. So what? How do you? How is there a proper way to handle parenting when you're blended when you're in a blended family?
Well, honey, if I may add, I remember the very first time I called him Coach because he was my coach. I remember the very first time I got in trouble, and I never forget it. You know, my mom had got to the point. She's like, I'm fed up with him. Blah, blah, he, you know, he going through this stage, and, you know, he's smelling himself. And Coach, he pulled me in the room. He said, Slick, Fred, he said, what I'm about to do is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. And I was like, Lord, I said, he's going to whoop me. You know, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, my coach is about to whoop me. What's going on with this here? So he pulled out the belt, right? And he started hitting on the bed, and he said, I'm going to need you to work with me. Scream. When I hit the bed, you scream. So he hitting the bed and hitting the bed and hitting the bed. He said, now. And then when I got ready to leave out the room, right, he said, you go out here, and he said, you're going to have to play the part with me, Slick. You're going to have to play the part with me. He said, because I want your mama to think that I just whooped you. He said, I know you're not a bad kid. He said, but the next time she have any problems out of you, that bed is going to be your butt. And from that point on, I was like, hey, I got it. You work with me, I work with you.
And I guess that's the discussion, because some people, you know, they don't want anybody, you know, disciplining their children. Okay, so lines are open. What do you all think about that? Well, how do you feel about that?
Can I go to Steve Harvey one more time?
You can.
There was a situation where this couple was married. They are married. And together they had, I think, 3 or 4 kids. But the oldest son was real rebellious against her husband. But she would protect him because she said that her husband was not treating him like he treated his own kids.
Mm-hmm.
So every time they would get into, he would try to, you know, textize him, the mother, or tell the mother something that he did, she would ask, what did you do? She would ask her husband, what did you do? But the advice that was given to them was that the mother got to come on one accord with her husband and not take sides. Because one thing about children, they are very, very smart, and they know when they're being protected, even if they're wrong. And they know that they're going to have that security with that person, you know, defending them. And the advice for the father was, you need to treat him just like you treat your children, your own children, because you are the only, and I may add, this lady's ex-husband had died. So this man is the only father figure that he had in his life. And Steve told that gentleman that this young man have to look up to you. He have to see your actions. He have to know that he is loved by you. He shouldn't have to feel the way that he's feeling, that you have favoritism. And they actually got up and hugged each other, because all the little boy was looking for is just love from him, just like he given the other kids. And I thought that was some good advice. Now, I don't know what else y'all going to bring up that I can go to Steve Harvey for, but I kind of like Steve Harvey faithfully, because they be having some good points on there.
I have a comment on this. I have several comments. Being a single parent, as long as I have, for the most part, my oldest child is my son, and he's 18. And so for the most part, I've been parenting all 4 of my children by myself, with the exception of living with my daughter's father for about 1.5 years, something like that. And the reason, well, he was really getting on my nerves, but the main reason for actually leaving was him disciplining my other two children that were not by him. He and I only have one child together. And when we had our baby, I explained to him there was a difference because some people, for whatever reason, some people are not able to parent or effectively parent children that are not biologically theirs. And that was the situation with him. He treated my two children completely different from our baby. Now, granted, she was a baby at the time, but even to this day, she's now the age that my oldest son was when he and I were together. That's the age she is now. He still don't discipline her the same way. You know, it's a completely different discipline structure. But like I told him, he was not able to be in that position. He went crazy with trying to discipline my other two. So I was like, peace out, because I'm not going to give you another opportunity. No, I'm not that kind of mama. You know, I didn't have the patience to be trying to wait till you grow up or figure it out or whatever, and you don't know what you're doing. So that's one comment that I have. Then with me, when I was younger, my stepdad never disciplined us. He never hit us. He never really fussed. He let my mom do it. I really couldn't understand that. I was just like, now he would tell on me because I was just that child. I was sneaky. So I would always get caught doing something I didn't have no business doing, and he would find out, but then he'll go tell my mama. And I'm like, well, but he don't say nothing to me then. He got a mouth, but, you know, I didn't like this man. But during that time, I was just like, this doesn't make sense. But I think it worked. One, he just, I don't know, he probably just didn't feel comfortable. He didn't want, you know, to cause any additional friction between our relationship. So he kind of just left it up to my mom, and it never really got out of hand. So she did all the discipline with us from the time I was 13 to when I left the house. So sometimes, you know, you have to just, I guess, be very observant of what you're dealing with. Some people, they don't know what they're doing. Some men are very forceful. They are too forceful. And then sometimes you need it, you know, because women, a lot of times moms are too lax, especially with our boys. So it really just depends on the situation. But those are my two comments. I have two different, you know, examples. Now I don't know how in the world I'll be, because I have been, you know, parenting by myself with my own disciplinary, you know, rules, and I like my ways. So I don't really know how it would be, you know, really accepting a guy to discipline my children or my husband or whomever. I don't know how it will be. But those are my comments.
And I'm glad that you were, you know, honest about that. And I guess the thing about it, you know, you have girls, and so a lot of times men tend to, but he's grown. Jerome is 18. So, you know, men tend to be a little harder, you know, on the boys. So I guess that also is something that may make a difference, because they feel like, you know, you got to be hard on boys. You know, this is a battle that my husband and I have had for a long, well, not as much as we used to, but, you know, we're working, we're in progress. And I do understand that, you know, you do have to have a man to deal with a boy, because boys are different from girls. And, you know, I get that, but I think sometimes they can expect too much out of boys without remembering they're still boys. They're not men. They're boys. And so sometimes I think that may cause a little friction, because we know, you know, it causes, even when it's not a blended family. And so I can imagine that it would cause friction even the more, you know, when you have people that have been, look, I have been raising my children for the last 10, 12 years, and now you want to come in and, you know, do this.
All right.
Yeah, and I think also, oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
I think also it depends on, you know, the upbringing. Because what I did end up learning with my ex, you know, his upbringing, you know, it was just a lot of stuff going on in his household, which is why he was so, you know, at the time he was still very immature, and there was a lot of growing that was needed. But he basically was doing what he saw, you know, in his household, you know, from his parents. and his father and his mom both, you know, I don't know, because they're Haitian, so I don't know if it's a cultural thing, you know, I don't really know, but they were really hard with their discipline. And then later on, you know, after we broke up because I was done, we had a conversation about it, and he was just like, you know, well, this is what I was used to. You know, the type of things that he did with my children. And I was just like, well, that's just too much. You know, sometimes we have to understand that even though, you know, I don't think it's anything wrong with spanking or anything like that. It just, in many situations, that's not effective. We have to, especially if you don't see no improvements and you beating the crap out your child, like, you need to try to find an ulterior, you know, something else. And I remember one time with my son, because I felt like you got to be hard with your boys. I'm a hard mama. So I'm like, okay, with this little boy, I know I got to be hard. And I would punch him in his chest when he would do stuff wrong. And I remember when he was about 13, you know, he reaching that age or whatever, he was like, Mom, you got to stop hitting. I was like, you hit me every time you get upset. And so, but that was my reality check. And I was like, you know what, you're right. So I had to alter it a little bit. So, you know, it just sometimes it depends on people's upbringing and what they've been exposed to. All of that plays a role. And then as parents, we have to be mindful of, you know, when we went too far or, okay, well, that's a little bit too much or whatever, even though we are raising these, you know, young boys to be men. We still have to be mindful of that, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. I'm really loving this topic. This topic is definitely bringing out what needs to be brought out, because a lot of people don't really think about, you know, blended families and what you got to deal with. All they're thinking about is, I want to be with her, or she wants to be with me, or I want to be with him and he wants to be with me. That's all it is. But these underlying things that eventually come to the surface once, you know, you get ready to make that life-altering decision. You know, because it is life altering in a good way. You know, but I want to ask the question. All right, so let's say, you know, you all got engaged, or you're in this relationship, and there's still a clash between, you know, the children, and there's a clash between the couple, right? When do you finally sit down and say, okay, enough is enough, okay, and you sit down and set the ground rules when it comes to respect?
You know, I raised my three granddaughters to respect everybody. I actually raised them to respect their elders. If someone comes, if an adult come and tell me something that my granddaughters have said that was disrespectful, I let my granddaughters know that adults have no reason to lie on you. And I'm not saying they won't lie, but I just don't feel that they have a right to lie on that child. And I do, and please understand me, I do know what happened. But I'm kind of like Shannon. You know, I know how I'm raising them. I know what they would do and what they won't do. Now, when they get from in front of my face, it might be a different story. But on the most part, those are three respectable little girls. If someone came into my life, and I'm married now, and you change overnight, I don't think I could go on with that, because it's causing confusion in my house. And you constantly picking on them about nothing, and that's in my mind about nothing, because I'm like you, Shannon. I'm hard. I'm really hard, and I know the things that they are allowed to do and what they're not, and that's not going to change because someone come into my home. But don't mistreat them because you don't like the way that they did something. You sit them down and you talk with them. You got to show them that I do love you, because I love your grandmama. You got to do that. And that don't happen in all cases. And one thing that Shannon touched on and that was good. You know, sometimes men, and that's women too, dealing with the upbringing, that's how you live your life when you become an adult, because that's all you know.
Mm-hmm.
In certain situations, that's all you know. And I heard her say also, you know, she had that gut feeling. See, she already knew, because God was already showing her.
Mm-hmm.
He was already showing her. But you will always know. And I can probably just take a look at my baby's eyes and just see hurt from them, because I know how they are.
Mm-hmm.
They're not perfect little girls, but they're not the worst ones either.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I do the best that I can do, and I always say that I would love to have a man in my life, because I want him to be able to teach those girls how a lady is supposed to be treated. That's one thing that I want. So don't mistreat them and make them think this is what all men do. That's not what
mm-hmm.
I'm looking for. So, Shannon, I agree a lot with you, with what you said.
Well, thank you.
Right.
I have another comment, too. When you ask the question, you know, okay, once you're married and there's still things to be an area of conflict, I am an advocate for counseling. And I really think many times, even before you get married, just like they got premarital counseling, you know, for the husband and the wife, they need, if you have children that you're blending in, whether the person have children or not, I think that they need, that you need, people should do family counseling before they even say I do. You know, especially when you do have children that you're bringing in, you know, as part of the package deal. Because my brother recently got married, and his wife, she doesn't have children, and he has two. And, you know, she and I were having a conversation, you know, just about the children or whatever. And I suggested, I said, well, did y'all even consider counseling even with the kids before you actually say, you know, I do to this person? Because you come into a situation with no children, so you finna become a wife and in a stepmama on top of that. So, and you've never mothered. So that's completely, you walk into a whole new world. And many times people need instruction. People don't want to admit they need instruction, but they need instruction on how, you know, how I can accept this, what I need to maybe, you know, modify or whatever the case. So I strongly suggest counseling, especially when, you know, you can visually see that there is a difference with, how, you know, even if you're married and you do have different parenting styles, if it's an issue, before it just get completely out of hand, get counseling, you know, with the kids, by yourself, or whatever, so that you can try to correct the issue before it's blown out of proportion. So that's my suggestion, too, counseling.
That's great. And I think a lot of people don't think about counseling for the kids before, you know, getting married when it's a blended family situation. I don't think a lot of people think about that. But that that's really good. That's really good, because we do know that there, you know, that things will come up, and we, you know, have to make sure that we're communicating with our kids. And I guess one of the, I don't know if I would call it an advantage or what I would say about it, but I guess one of the things is, when you already have kids, you can first of all see how that person is with the kids. You know,
yeah.
Can people change? They can change, but it's still something that you can still pay attention to some things. You're not really blindsided by a whole lot of things, you know. Whereas when you get married, like Kenny and I did, and then you form this family together, you know, we were thinking we had the same parenting styles, but we didn't, you know, but we didn't know that until after being into, you know, getting into it, and we formed a family together. And so then it's like, whoa. But when you have this blended family coming together, you know, you can pay attention to those things, so you can know, okay, you know, he, you know, you're doing a little too much, and I do want to marry you, but I'm, you know, you can't be doing that to my kids, or, you know, they can see how you run things with your kids, and so it's kind of, you know, there's a better view there. That's just my opinion on that. Like I said, I don't know if it's an advantage, but I guess in a way it kind of, you know, it kind of can be. But
what about when no one, when the other partner would not say anything about the way you're blending in this family, when one just would not speak up, period?
Well, I don't know how you're going to be, but if they don't, if they're not communicating, then how can you help, or how can you better the situation, or what do you know, what do you need to do, you know, if they're not communicating?
Well, actually, I tried to be a counselor, but I don't know if that worked. But but my thing is, you know, and I'm gonna be honest, I got a nephew that is getting married on Saturday. And my nephew has three kids to her one. And the two little ones are gonna be flower girls. Her daughter is gonna be a junior bride. But the oldest daughter is gonna be a hostess. And I mean, even when we were discussing this, you said, I don't know where I'm gonna put her. Like, she's just a piece of, like, she's just a doll. You can just throw anywhere. So I said, wait a minute. I said, what you mean you don't know where you're gonna put her? Now my nephew ain't saying nothing. Yeah, he said, I'm gonna let my auntie go ahead and talk. I say, can she be a junior bride too? No, they don't do that no more. Okay, I thought you could do your wedding like you want to do it. If you want to have another junior bride, then that's what you do. But my little great niece is going to be a hostess. And I'm not pleased with that at all. I'm really not. I don't like that. And I said to her, you got to show love to all of them, not just to the three. You got to show love to all of them. And even though the oldest girl, you know, she's a teenager, so you know we go through these little attitudes. But her attitude, she don't even like to come over to your house. And that's the reason why she don't like to come over there, because she feels that she's not treated like the other one. But my nephew won't say nothing. So I basically said what I did, and I just have to keep them prayerful. Because I won't say she's a bad girl. I mean, I like my soon-to-be niece. And I know my nephew is a good person. I know that. But I just hope things get really straightened out there, because there are just some things that just not right now. And I don't know, and all I can do is pray. You know, you can't, you know, some things you can't do nothing but pray about them. And just hope they get better.
That's so true. That is so true. Wow. Well, callers, I want to definitely thank everyone for calling in on this evening and sharing your thoughts and experiences of dealing with the topic of family blending. Very good conversation, very good responses, and I just want to say thank you again. And again, on tonight, I am your host, Kenny, and I have my beautiful wife, Quaslyn. And before we get ready to close out, I wanted to see if we have anyone else that has anything else to add, you know, for the good of the call on tonight, so that way, you know, if there's any more life experience or anything that you feel that someone else might need to know, you're definitely welcome to share it.
Pastor Ken, if you don't mind me saying, to the woman of God that just had spoken, a lot of times when things like that come upon, normally the woman was getting ready to marry the father have a problem with the child's mother, And that's why sometimes children are treated differently instead of her just mm-hmm. showing this child love mm-hmm. and saying that I'm not going to make a difference in her, you know. I'm going to include everybody in at least, you know, you be the bigger person in this, not saying that this is the case. But I know if that was me, that's what I would do. I wouldn't make no difference in it because you at a point now where you're showing favoritism, and that's not right.
Yes. Yes, I understand that also.
That is definitely a problem. And I do think that we can just continue this discussion on Friday because I think there is so much more. You just brought up another aspect of it all, Minister Phyllis. You know, when mm-hmm. to be doesn't like the child because of the mother. And so, you know, what do we do in that case when there is tension between, you know, parents, step-parent and parent or...
Mm-hmm.
So how do we deal with that? How does that, you know, affect the children? And then even what we were yeah. talking about, you know, even as far as the discipline, where some people may say, okay, my husband can come in and discipline my child, but what about the biological father? And he's like, well, no, he can't. You know, so there's a lot of different things there to discuss. And so I would like to continue this conversation on Friday, if it's okay with my husband, to continue this on Friday, because I think that there's definitely more that we can get into, you know, regarding this topic. It's a great topic, a needed topic, something that we truly, truly do need to talk about. We need to talk about, definitely. But, yes, thank you all for calling in on tonight. We do appreciate everyone, we appreciate, you know, everything that you said. I'm just repeating what my husband has already said, sharing your, you know, experiences and opinions and everything. And so we just ask that you join us back on Friday. Go to our Facebook page, Family Matters with Kenny and Kwajalein. And if there's anyone out there that you know needs to listen to this broadcast, for our listeners, we ask that you share it. Thank you all, and you all have a good night. We love you guys.
Love you all too, and good night as well.